الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. صدق الله العظيم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. آيات حق من الرحمن محدثات قديمة صفات الموصوف بالقدام. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كل دعني ووصفي. يا آيات له ظهرت دعني ووصفي. يا آيات له ظهرت ظهور نار القرى ليلا على عالمي. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. لم تقترن بزمان وهي تخبرنا عن المعاد وعن عاد وعن إرام. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. فالدر يزداد حسنا وهو منتظم فالدر يزداد حسنا وهو منتظم. وليس ينقص وليس ينقص قدرا غير منتظم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. فما تطاول آمال المديح إلى ما فيه من كرم الأخلاق والشيم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. دامت لدينا ففاقت كل معجزة دامت لدينا ففاقت كل معجزة من النبيين إذ جاءت ولم تدوم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: ألف لام ميم، ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders and friends, all the people that are listening to the program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, today we will do the summarized version of the sixth chapter of Qasida Burda. The sixth chapter of Qasida Burda is titled Zikru Sharfil Quran. The discussion about the greatness, the honor, and the glory of the Quran Kareem. The 34 poems in the sixth chapter, but inshallah, I will cover up the 10 poems or selected poems from the 34 poems. In the fifth chapter of Qasida Burda, we discussed the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The mission of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the purpose for Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sending Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this world is da'wat and tabligh. Inviting the people toward the oneness of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, directing the people to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, tawheed, and making the people connect with Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That was the aim and the objective, the mission of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala considered the nature, the temperament of man. It is human nature to oppose something that is new. And it's also human nature to get attracted to something that is unique and extraordinary. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knew that when the prophets are going to invite the people towards tawheed, the oneness of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, there is going to be opposition. So Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala granted miracles to the prophets. Something unique, something extraordinary, where people will be attracted and they would know that this supernatural power is not within human power. It is divine, it is from Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala empowered the Anbiya with various miracles. Every Nabi that was given a miracle, was given a miracle according to the challenge of his time. At the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, black powers of jinn was the order of the day. So Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave such power to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, that had complete control and dominion over the jinnat. He would be able to do such things that the jinnats and the people that used to pride themselves with the power of the time were unable to do. And that was a clear indication to people that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam is the Nabi of Allah. Those people that were blessed with tawfiq, they brought iman on Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. At the time of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, industry and manufacture was the order of the day. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala blessed Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam with a power where steel would come in his hand and he was able to melt it and mold it as he wanted. وَأَلَنَّا لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ. At the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, medicine, curing the people, was at its height and its pinnacle. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala refers to the miracle given to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in the Quran al-Kareem. وَأُبْرِيُ الْأَقْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَسِ وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. A person that was born blind, deaf, dumb, from a medical point of view, you cannot cure such a person. But a person who is blind, deaf, dumb, would come to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and just by touching him, the person would be cured. A person without eyesight would now be able to see. A person who could not talk would now be able to talk. A person who could not hear would be able to hear and talk. This was the miracle Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And people understood that this is supernatural, extraordinary. It's beyond human power. So those people that were blessed with tawfiq of iman, they brought iman on Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. At the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, eloquence in speech was the order of the day. The Arabs, they used to compete with each other in poetry. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is an ummi.
did not know how to read, did not know how to write. This is referred to in the Quran Kareem. A person who does not know how to read, he does not know how to write, and in the midst of competing with celebrated poetry, he comes forward and recites such verses of the Quran Kareem, the meaning of it is so deep that it supersedes the celebrated poetry of the time. And there is a clear indication that this is from Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It is divine. And those people that were blessed with Iman, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave them Iman. People that were true, people that were truthful, people that were honest, and people understood it, they had no pride and arrogance, Allah blessed them with tawfiq of Iman. So in this sixth chapter, Allama Busayri rahmatullah speaks about one of the greatest miracles of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is the Quran Kareem. So I will just do some selected poems from the 32 poems of Qasida Burda of the sixth chapter. Allama Busayri states, دعني ووصف آيات له ظهرت ظهور نار القراء ليلا على علمي. When he concludes the fifth chapter, he speaks about all the miracles of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is now becoming impatient to expound on the greatest miracle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, it is as though somebody wants to run forward and somebody is trying to stop him, and he's telling, leave me now. Leave me now to describe those miracles that have become apparent, like the fire of hospitality at night on the mountain top. It was the habit of the Arabs, those people that used to live high up in the mountains, at night they used to light a fire. So that if any person that is traveling around looking for some direction at night, they would use that light as a guide and they would be able to get over to the journey or to the destination. Or if anybody required any type of help and assistance, then they would be able to go to that person. So Allama Busayri says, the Quran Kareem, it is just like that fire that's in the darkness of the night on the mountain top. When people are lost in complete darkness of kufr and shirk, the Quran Kareem, it is a light that guides the people towards hidayat. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala refers to it in the Quran Kareem, that أُخْرِجْنَا مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. The Quran Kareem takes the people out from the darkness of the night into light. From darkness of kufr and shirk into the light of Iman and closer to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. In the second two verses he states, فَالدُّرُّ يَزْدَادُ حُسْنًا وَهُوَ مُنْتَظِمُ وَلَيْسَ يَنْقُثُ قَدْرًا غَيْرَ مُنْتَظِمِ. This is in praises of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, a pearl, the beauty of a pearl is increased while it is strung together. Many pearls together increases its beauty. However, if a pearl is not strung together in a necklace, it does not decrease the beauty of the pearl. In the context of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we present the personality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in poetic form, it is like putting all the pearls together into a necklace. However, if we don't present Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a poetic form, that does not decrease the beauty of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in any way. And then he goes on further, he says about the Quran Kareem, لَمْ تَقْتَرِنْ بِذَمَانٍ وَهِيَ تُخْبِرُنَا أَنِ الْمَعَادِ وَأَنْ عَادٍ وَأَنْ إِرَامِ. The Quran Kareem, the contents of the Quran Kareem, the meaning of the Quran Kareem, it is not confined to any zamana or any era. It's not like a book that you're talking about some season or some period of time. The Quran is not confined to any period of time. In fact, the Quran Kareem takes us back and forward into unlimited time. The Quran Kareem informs us about ma'ad, that is about life after death. Leave about the past, even about the future. Future generally, it is a mystery. We don't know what the future is like. Every one of us are trapped in the future. Every one of us are trapped in ilmul ghaib. But the Quran Kareem tells us about the future. It's by human nature, we are curious. What's going to happen to us? Had the Quran not been revealed, had we not been told about life after death, had we not been told about the qabr, had we not been told about Jannat and Jahannam, then where would we think? What would we think? Our mind would have been no different from the mind of an animal. It is the Quran Kareem that have come and told us about life after death, about Jannah, Jahannam, standing in the court of Allah, giving hisab in accountable in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And then the Quran also takes us backwards and talks about eternal times, the times of the past, about the nation of Ad and about the nation of Iram. So rich is the content of the Quran Kareem, information that is about thousands of years ago. Nobody will be able to tell it to us. But here we have a Quran Kareem that we are so proud about. It is so rich about the past. It is so rich about the future. Damat ladina fafaqat kulla mu'jazatin minan nabiyyin izja'at walam tadumi. The Quran Kareem, it remains with us. And there's a great Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performed many, many miracles. Other Anbiya also perform miracles. But the outstanding miracle of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the Quran Kareem. The miracle that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performed in his lifetime, it was for that time and period, it got finished. But the Quran Kareem, it is a miracle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It remained even after the demise of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And so, Allama Busayri states, Damat Ladaina, that this Quran Kareem, it remained with us. فَفَاقَدْ كُلَّ مُعْجَزَةٍ مِّنَ النَّبِيِّينَ. It supersedes all the mu'jizat and all the miracles of the prophets. Is ja'at walam tadumi. That the miracles of the previous prophets, when they came, they did not remain forever. But the Quran Kareem, it remained forever. Describing the Quran Kareem, he says, muhakkamatun fama tabqeen wama tabghin min hakami. The contents of the Quran Kareem is absolute, clear. And the Quran Kareem is such, or the ayat of the Quran Kareem is such, that even a disputant, a person that has enmity, when he tries to look for some deficiency and some doubt in the Quran Kareem, he'll never find a single doubt in the Quran Kareem. And it is not such that an enemy would have to go to a judge to present his case so that the judge will have to judge on it. The Quran Kareem is self-explanatory. Anybody looks in the Quran Kareem and tries to understand the Quran Kareem with an open heart and mind, all his doubts will be removed. And as far as the eloquence of the Quran Kareem, رُدَّتْ بَلَاغَتُهَا دَعْوَ مُعَارِزِيهَا رَدَّ الْغَيُّورِ لَيَّدَ الْجَانِي عَنِ الْحُرُمِ. The Quran Kareem, in linguistics, in its eloquence, is so great, it is so rich, that if a person wishes to challenge the eloquence of the Quran Kareem, which was done in the past, people try to challenge the eloquence of the Quran Kareem. The Quran Kareem, the Quran Kareem itself repelled the challenger in such a way that left him speechless. And it is some, he gives an example that the Quran Kareem is so jealous, it so jealously guards its eloquence and its beauty in its eloquence. It is just like a very possessive husband who jealously guards his wife, that if a stranger has to place his hand on his wife, he would immediately repel the hand of the person from his wife. In the same way, the Quran Kareem, it jealously guards its eloquence and its beauty of its eloquence. The last two poems, لَهَا مَعَانٍ كَمَوْجِ الْبَحْرِ فِي مَدَدِي وَفَوْقَ جَوْهَرِهِ فِي الْحُسْنِ وَالْقِيَامِ. The Quran Kareem, it had such in-depth meaning. One is the words of the Quran Kareem, and what are the meanings of the Quran Kareem? The meanings of the Quran Kareem, they are like the waves of the ocean in support of each other. Look at the ocean, and you look at the waves, then there's a wave in the front, there's a wave that's coming behind. The wave behind, it gives support to a wave in front, so it falls. And then, when that wave falls, the next wave comes, and the wave after that gives support to a third wave. So waves, they support one another. Likewise, the ayat of the Quran Kareem are such that every ayat supports another ayat of the Quran Kareem. And in the context of tafsir, commentary, Al-Quran, yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. The Quran Kareem is such, one ayat explains another ayat. And then he says, وَفَوْقَ جَوْهَرِهِ فِي الْحُسْنِ وَالْقِيَمِ. That the Quran Kareem, the ayat of the Quran Kareem, it is even more greater than the jewels of the ocean in beauty and its value. The depth of the Quran Kareem is beyond our understanding and comprehension. It's very, very deep. I'll just mention a few points and I would conclude with that. Ibn Arabi rahmatullah alayh, great alim of the past, philosopher, deep in his thinking, he used to say, there's 77,450 words in the Quran Kareem. And then in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, لِكُلِّ آيَةٍ زَهْرٌ وَبَطَنٍ وَلِكُلِّ حَدٍّ مُتَّلَى. Every ayat of the Quran Kareem has an external meaning, he has an internal meaning. And it has a beginning and an ending. Ibn Arabi says, you take this 77,450, you multiply it by 4, it comes to 309,800. This refers to the principal uloom, the principal knowledge that is contained in the Quran Kareem. Just the principal, not subsidiary, principal knowledge, uloom that is contained in the Quran Kareem. And that is why Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reported to have mentioned, Man arada al-ilm fa'alayhi bil-Qur'an. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says, Man arada al-ilm fa'alayhi bil-Qur'an. Anybody wants true knowledge, wholesome knowledge, then hold firm to the Qur'an Kareem. And some ulama mention, Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi, Ma min shayin illa yumkinu istikhrajuhu min al-Qur'an. You want information of anything, you go into the Quran Kareem, you understand the Quran Kareem, you'll be able to take it out from the Quran Kareem. I do not have time to go into the details of this. Otherwise, if you want to study something on biology, you want to study something on geography, you want to study something about psychology, information of everything is in the Quran Kareem. All the latest discoveries that are made by the scientists, nothing new. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam 1,400 years ago is in a desert, and such information that the scientists have now discovered, that we look into a Quran Kareem and look deep into it, we realize this word already indicates that. That ayat already indicates that. So we should never suffer an inferiority complex. We are a ummah, we've got a bearer of the Quran Kareem, we should be very proud that Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us the Quran Kareem. I want to just mention three rights of the Quran Kareem and conclude with that. The first haqq of the Quran Kareem, have yaqeen and conviction the Quran Kareem is the kalam of Allah. Then only we will benefit from the Quran Kareem. Otherwise we can have the Quran Kareem, we can talk about the Quran Kareem, but in the depth of your heart, in your mind, you did not condition your mind that this is indeed the kalam of Allah, then you're not going to benefit from the Quran Kareem. If we want to benefit from the ruhaniyat, spirituality of the Quran Kareem and the content of the Quran Kareem, condition your mind, I have no doubt whatsoever that this is Kalamullah. And that is why Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala comments in the Quran Kareem, Alif Lam Mim Zalik al Kitab La Rayb Fi. This Quran Kareem is such, there is no doubt in the fact that it is from Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Our heart and mind must be saturated with this belief. Yaqeen and conviction that this is the kalam of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Second haqq of the Quran Kareem is to make tilawat of the Quran Kareem. Allah tells us in the Quran Kareem, Umirtu, and the ayat goes on further, an atlu al-Quran. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I'm ordered by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that I make tilawat of the Quran Kareem. Some people say, why should I make tilawat of the Quran Kareem when they don't understand what I'm reading? But an ashiq does not look at it in that way. It's a kalam of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Whether I understand it or don't understand it, that's what Allah loves me to do, so let me do that. And that is why Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam emphasized so much on the virtues of reciting the Quran Kareem. I would say some hadiths before I go to a third point and terminate. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reported to have mentioned, Man shaghalahu al-Qur'an an dhikri wa mas'alati a'taytuhu afzala ma utiya sa'ilin. That person, He is engaged in a tilawat of the Quran. For example, a person is doing hifz, or ustad that is teaching hifz, day in, day out, is engaged in the Quran. He probably doesn't have time to make zikr, or probably he doesn't have time to make dua. Nabi Kareem s.a.w. mentioned that person engaged in the Quran Kareem, and because of that, he is unable to make dua, unable to make zikr. I will give him more than what a person is asking for, because of the barakat of the Quran Kareem. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem s.a.w. reported to have mentioned, لا حسد إلا على إثنين. Hasad, jealousy, that is not jais. Had it been permissible, it would be for two people. One is that person, when Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala given the Quran Kareem to someone, and وَهُوَ يَتْلُوهُ أَنَا اللَّيْلِ وَأَنَا النَّهَارِ. That person recites the Quran Kareem in the moments of the day, in the moments of the night. We envy that person, because with the tilawat of the Quran Kareem, he's getting so close to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And the other person, Allah has given the person mal and wealth. فَهُوَ يُنْفِقُهُ أَنَا اللَّيْلِ وَأَنَا النَّهَارِ. He's spending the wealth in a moment of the day, moment of the night, purely for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought it to mention, Inna hadhi al-qulub tasta' kama yasta' al-hadid. Hearts become rusty. Like how iron become rusty when water comes onto it. So Sahaba asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ma jila'uha? So how do you brighten up the hearts? How you remove the dirt, the rust from the hearts? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned two things. Kasratu zikril maut wa tilawatul Qur'an. Think of death excessively and tilawat of the Qur'an Kareem. In one hadith, fourth hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Alayka bi tilawatil Qur'an, fa innahu nurul laka fil ard. We want peace, happiness in our lives, we want nur in our lives. Hold firm to the Qur'an Kareem, reciting the Qur'an Kareem. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Al-Quran shafiq wa mushaffa. The Quran Kareem will intercede for us on the day of Qiyamah, and the intercession of the Quran Kareem most definitely will be accepted. So, sometimes we go into a foreign country, we go into a strange place, we take somebody along with us that will know us, who will help us to go through. Here, the whole firm to the Quran Kareem, it will help us to go through in the Akhirat. Allah grant every one of us tawfiq and hidayat. And in one hadith, Nabi Kareem s.a.w. mentioned, the best is read as much Quran as possible, but at least 10 ayats a day. 10, minimum, 10 ayats a day. And that is not difficult. Nabi Kareem s.a.w. mentioned Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the narrator of the hadith, Man qara ashar ayat, lam yuktab bil ghafidin. If a person reads only 10 ayat, at least 10 rather than nothing. The more the better. But do not think I cannot do so much, so rather let me not do nothing. At least do something. 10 ayats of the Quran Kareem, it probably won't even take a person 10 minutes. If a person reads 10 ayats of the Quran Kareem, Nabi Kareem s.a.w. mentioned, that person is not written among the ghafileen, among the people that are unmindful. And in conclusion, the third haqq of the Quran Kareem is that try to understanding the meanings of the Quran Kareem. If we want to become that powerful, dynamic ummah that we were once before, then the people of the past, the ummah of the past, they become powerful and dynamic because they understood the Quran Kareem, and the Quran Kareem had an influence in their lives. They understood the meanings of the Quran Kareem, the depth of the meaning of the Quran Kareem, and their dynamism was contributed towards them understanding the depth of the Quran Kareem. And because we don't read the Quran Kareem, we don't understand the meaning, and it does not create a revolutionary attitude within our hearts. And therefore, Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Ali, when he went, he was imprisoned by the British at the time of British colonialism in India. At that time, India, it was the hub of the British colonialism. So when he was imprisoned, he was working towards liberating India from British colonialism. He was imprisoned and he was put into Malta prison. Such a great person, some of them regarded him to be Shaykhul Alam, the Shaykh of the entire world. When he was released from prison, he gathered all the ulama, senior people, and he told to them that in prison, you know, I pondered upon the retrogression, I pondered upon the decline of the ummah, and I understood it is two reasons. One is, one of the reasons why the ummah is falling down, going backward instead of going forward, is ikhtilaf among the ulama, among the people. That the differences. And we, sometimes we blame the entire world for our weak, for our decline. We have to blame ourselves first. We are first responsible for our own decline, and we are fighting with each other. And the second, the ummah, they do not understand and did not engage themselves with the Quran al-Kareem as much as they ought to engage themselves with the Quran al-Kareem. And from this we understand the solution for the ummah is to be attached to the Quran al-Kareem. Allah grant every one of us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhir da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Salamuna ala ibadihi alladhina astafa, salamuna ala al-musaleen. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه دعوة قائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على النبي اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته وجزه عنا ما هو أهله وجزه أفضل ما جزيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكية لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله وشهدت أن محمدا رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكية لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكية لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل وأصحاب سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي، ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها، أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. جزى الله عنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما وأهله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل وأصحاب سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.